Welcome to the Daily Chat. I am your host and creator, Cody Lewis. Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, depending on when you are listening to this. If I haven't seen you in a while, hello, how are you? I'm great, thank you for asking. How is everybody going on in today's world? Are you okay? Are you surviving out there? Or are you just scraping by? What's going on? I would like to know, but it's fine. I don't have to know. You don't have to tell me anything. That's okay. But no matter what is going on, I'm telling you right now, give yourself a break, okay? It's imperative. I promise. But I'm not like being like, you need to take a break. I'm not telling you need to. I'm not forcing you to. You don't have to. But it's not like a break of like, take a break from work, take a break from life. No. Give yourself a break. Like that chip on your shoulder kind of thing or whatever it is. Give yourself a break. Breathe a little bit. Woosah, you know. Stop beating yourself up. Okay. Everyone makes mistakes in life. They have setbacks and failures. I've had my fair share of setbacks. I could go on for days. I could talk for hours on setbacks. I really could. And that's whatever. That's just experience. It's what you have to look at it as, is looking at it not as a negative thing, not as your failures in life or the different things of setbacks. You have to look at them as experience. You have the positive events that create the memories, and then you just have experience. You have memories and experience. What are you going to decide to make? You know what I mean? So you don't have to come with a book on how to get rid of, to like how to get it right all the time. Like there's no book out there that says how to do it perfectly. There's books. There is books. I'm not lying. There's books out there that, you know, say, hey, do these things, you know, and you'll probably have a big prosperous life, you know. That's different things, but some of those things you got to dedicate yourself, or you got to have a certain amount of money already. You know what I mean? I don't know. Because I haven't researched a lot of it. It's whatever. Like, you will fail sometimes, all right? And you have to be conscious of that, I think. Like, it's not because that you plan to fail. That's not it. Don't plan to fail. Nobody plans on failing. Nobody wants to fail, but it just happens. But simply, it's just because you're human. You know what I mean? Failure is a part of creating a great life because it gives you experience, man. It kind of tells you what not to do. You know what I mean? Go out and play chicken in the road when you're, you know, 10, 12, 13 years old with cars. You learn how to get out of the way pretty quick. Kind of thing. Like different things, like you learn pretty quick, like you know, you just kind of send it, you just send it, boys. That's all. But I'm thankful for it all. I think, like, I'm thankful for all of it. I'm thankful for the highs and the lows, for real, all of it. Because the lows have shown me darkness more, I guess. My lows were darkness, I guess. I was consumed by darkness in my failing times, in the low times. It was always darkness. Darkness would plague over me. I would let the light go, give up on the light pretty much. But you know, I was able to recognize that after a while. You know, it might have took a couple years, I guess, sometimes, but it happens. But I'm thankful for it, for real, because it's given me experience. It's given me something to, just something, you know. But it's a like the lessons. It's a lesson, you know what I mean? I'm thankful for the lessons and the blessings, the setbacks, the comebacks. Dang, the comebacks are fun. I mean, when you do come back, everyone comes back. Everyone does. Man, I know one individual in my life that has been a pretty important person in my life, and his comebacks are pretty crazy. It stands to test of time, just fathoms. It's like a jaw-dropping concept of how he just can do it. And it's cool. It's really cool. But everything, for real. The love, the hate. I don't even like, I'm starting not like the word hate anymore. Like, at all. I don't even want to like say I hate. Like, you know what I mean? I want love and good, positive words, vibrations, energy. I want all this positive stuff. I don't want this negative shit in my life anymore. You know what I mean? I feel like everyone's moving that way, too. I feel like there's just a shift, which that's what's going on, you know, in the spiritual identity world, you know, is that there's this shift of energy. Everyone's wanting to go positive, man. I believe it. I think something that I've a good question that I've asked myself of recent, and I think it's a good habit maybe probably to ask this question, and in times, does this support the life I'm trying to create? You know what I mean? Because if you're just going willy-nilly, you know what I mean? And then, like, you know, you go, you know, the next day you're like, all right, I got to focus. And then you focus and you're like, fuck, I shouldn't have done all that. Well, then, you know, it's just changing your thought a little bit. It seems and says, it sounds, you know, easier said than done. I know. It just takes practice. It takes time. It literally, it's just repetition, honestly. I've done it. I studied for a little bit on just different things, and meditations and cultures and different stuff on different things. And I found my own path. You know, I built my own path to, you could call it enlightenment, I guess. But I believe that everything that you want, for real, everything you want in life, it's coming. And it's not like you're just like, I'm not saying like relax and just, you know, go, all right, I know everything's coming. I got to wait for it. Be patient. So I'm just going to sit here and wait. I'm like, no, like you still got to go get it. But it's going to take time for it to come into fruition. You know what I mean? Like the universe has to pick the universe picks the timing. Like, and the way, you know what I mean? And you follow the path that's guided, you know what I mean? But you just need to trust in that and what you want is coming, you know what I mean? And then watch how fast it comes. And it's crazy. And I think a lot of it has to do with positivity, man. I'm serious. If you change your heart, you change your heart, you can change your mind, and like, within days you can notice change. I mean, days. And it just, you keep the train rolling. It's, you just keep it going. That's, I think, the key to a lot of it, you know? But I don't know. I think at the end of this, life is a circle of happiness, sadness, hard times, and good times. If you're going through hard times, have faith that good times are on the way. Have a great day, everybody.
Hey everyone, hope you enjoyed that episode just as much as I did making it for you. Thank you to my supporters and followers. If you are using Apple Podcasts or Spotify, please, 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 please leave a rating and a review. It helps the show gain more traction and audience. Make sure to check out the Daily Chat's Facebook page. Also remember, just doing it is easier than not doing it and wishing you had done it. Have a great rest of your day, everybody.